Do it. When the mixture has reached the proper consistency, check on the duck. Okay. Hey, hello, duck. How's it going? Quack, quack, quack. Florence, for a second there, you had me going.
Miss Jefferson, what on earth are you doing in here?
It's an experiment. I'm making Chinese food for dinner. Peking duck and mugu gai pan.
Well, you sure used a lot of pan for just one mugu. Listen, Miss Jefferson, I'll take over from here. Why don't you go out for a while?
Go out?
Yeah, to a movie or something. There's a great one playing right down the street. In the first 10 minutes, 5 people get crushed to death in an avalanche, 7 people get drowned in a flood, and 1 poor dude in a car wash gets hot waxed to death.
Florence, I don't want to see a movie like that.
Why not? It's a love story.
Are you trying to get rid of me?
Of course not. The first feature starts in 5 minutes.
You sure are dressed up. Oh, so that's why you want me out of here. A man's coming over, right?
Nobody's coming over. I don't know where you got that idea. I'm just trying to help with dinner. Oh, I got it.
But Florence! What about my duck?
Just tell him to keep his feathers on. I'll be back in a minute.
Hi, Florence.
Oh, hi, Millie. Come on in.
I was just down in the laundry room, and I found one of your flyers about the union we were talking about.
Oh, good. Did you make up your mind to join yet?
Well, not yet, but the flyers sound great. Maids of the building, unite. See Florence Johnston tonight.
Shh. Miss Jefferson will hear you.
She already did. What are you two trying to keep so secret?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, come on. I love secrets.
We can't tell you, Miss Jefferson. You ain't one of us.
I've got 10 mirrors in this house that says I am.
I mean, you're one of us, but you also one of them.
Them? Who's them?
You.
Me is them?
Oh, well, you're gonna find out anyway. We are trying to form a union.
You mean the maids?
Yeah. Cassie Kincaid, the president of the union, is supposed to drive by here this afternoon. I think she's gonna make me head of the building.
Oh, Florence, that's wonderful. It's about time maids had a union. I'm behind you all the way.
Well, that's one.
And I'm sure George is, too.
That's one and a half.
It's sure nice of you to support the maids. I wish my boss felt the way you do.
Well, I used to be a maid myself. And believe me, Millie, I know exactly where you're at.
So do I, but how do I get a ticket out of here?
Well, joining the union would be a good start.
Boy, did I have a mean boss. And you know what made me the maddest? Every time I'd start to talk, she'd say, "You people never know when to keep your mouth shut."
Well, why didn't you quit?
Couldn't afford to. But I did call her names under my breath and make faces behind her back.
Hey, like I do to Mr. Jefferson, huh?
Well, I better leave before my boss starts yelling.
Hey, wait a minute, Millie. Don't you want to join? We got 6 girls signed up already.
Oh, Florence, I still need more time to think. I mean, what if I get fired? I got kids in college.
You do?
Yeah, William and Mary.
That's a great school.
No, those are my kids. They go to City College. If I lose my job, they'll have to drop out, go to work.
It's all right, Millie. I understand. Oh, I'll get it. It's probably Cassie.
Hiya, kid. What's happening?
Hi, Cassie. Oh. Cassie Kincaid.
Nice
this
to
is,
meet you.
And this...
You too, honey. I've got something important to ask you, so listen up. Peking duck, right?
Yeah, how did you know?
Honey, I've been a maid for 21 years, and if this nose ain't smelt it, you better not eat it.
What did you want to ask me, Cassie?
In a minute, kid, I think this duck needs me first. Well, let's take a look at the damage. Have mercy. There ought to be a law against somebody doing that to a duck.
Didn't you want to ask me something, Cassie?
Oh, yeah. Kid, the union needs you to be the head of this building.
Me? Head of the building? Oh, I don't know.
Come on, we need a good leader.
Me? Oh, no, not me.
Well, I guess I can get someone else.
Over my dead body. I worked my fanny off for this union.
Good, then it's settled. How about you, honey? You joined up yet?
I can't. I'm Florence's employer.
You mean you manage it?
But I'm on your side. I used to be a maid myself.
Well, in that case, base your own duck.
Hey, Weasel home.
In the kitchen, George.
Get ready for some sugar, because here I come. Just wrap your arms around my neck and lay one on me.
Friendly, aren't you, shorty?
Who the hell are you?
Cassie Kincaid.
What are all these people doing in my kitchen?
These are friends of Florence's, George. The maids are going to form a union.
That's right. And I have just been appointed president of the United Sisterhood of Household Technicians. Number, number two.
I thought you had to work before you could join a union.
It's no joke, George. This union's for real.
A maid's union? Are you kidding? What's your slogan? Have mop will slop?
Look, shorty, you'd better quiet down unless you want a picket line walking across your face.
Now watch you. Now that's the second time you don't call me shorty.
Only cause you ain't grown none since the first time. Look, kid, I want you to get all the girls together in this building and have a meeting tomorrow night.
You can have it right here.
Oh, no, they can't either. I have no bunch of cleaning women dirtying up my house.
Don't be silly, George. There's no reason why they can't have it here.
Right on, honey. I've got to run now.
I better go, too.
Can I drop you off, girl?
No, thanks. I just work upstairs at the Whittendales.
Mr. Whittendale? The guy who owns this building?
Yeah.
Ah, so you're Mr. Whittendale's maid, huh? I should have known. You got a lot more class than the rest of the maids in this building.
You,
and you support this union too, huh?
Well, I don't know.
Why else do you think she's here?
And I think it's great people should stick up for themselves.
He sure does change his mind fast.
There ain't that much to change, honey.
So look, you just tell Mr. Whittendale that his old buddy, George Jefferson, is behind him all the way up this union thing. And y'all can meet here anytime.
Well, all right. Listen, I've got to split. Good luck with your meeting tomorrow night, kid. And honey, nice meeting you. As for you, shorty, you just got a little taller.
Well, you sure ain't getting no prettier.
Well, George, you certainly switched sides awful quick.
Yeah, how come you're on our side all of a sudden?
What difference does it make? You should be lucky me and Mr. Whittendale respect working people.
Mr. Whittendale, the way you carry on about that man is just ridiculous.
No, it ain't. Weasel, look, Whittendale's a big wheel in this town. Now, look, if I get next to a big wheel, you know what that makes me?
A hubcap.
You just don't understand. Hey, Miller! All the Whittendales people are coming down here to visit us. Hey, Weasley, remember old Miller? Mr. Whittendale's right-hand man?
Oh, certainly. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Miller? What can I do for you?
You can get off my foot. Oh!
Hey, so, how about a drink or something?
No, thank you. The only reason I'm here is to inquire about this union thing.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be big.
Mr. Whittendale would like to know exactly how you feel about it.
I'm behind it all the way, just like Mr. Whittendale. I mean, these hard-working ladies have needed a union for a long time. They deserve a union, they demand a union, and they got a right to a union. But I could be wrong.
Mr. Whittendale is against it.
Anybody in their right mind would be against it.
Mr. Whittendale will be glad to hear that you agree with him, because he doesn't intend to allow any such activity in this building.
Mm-hmm.
Understood?
Yeah, well, look, don't you worry about a thing. George Jefferson will nip this union thing right in the bud, so you can go back and tell Mr. Whittendale that.
I will. As soon as you get off my foot. Goodbye, Mrs. Jefferson.
Well, Weeks, that's that. You ain't having your meeting here.
No, just a minute, George.
No.
But you said that we could...
I know what I said. I heard me. Now, you ain't having no meeting here, and that is final.
George, you can't cancel the meeting. This union means too much to Florence.
Forget about it, Weezy. I got more important things to do.
Mr. Jefferson, now what could be more important than getting decent working conditions for us girls?
Girls? What girl? That group's got more mileage on it than a fleet of Model T Fords.
But, Mr. Jefferson, we need this union to get things like health insurance and pension plans.
Why? Us poor employers don't get that kind of stuff. Who's going to take care of me when I get old?
Keep it up, George, and you won't have to worry about getting old.
Look, Weezy.
Mr. Jefferson, do you know that some of the maids in this building don't even get enough to eat?
Well, that sure ain't your problem. I ain't seen no leftovers since you moved in here.
Come on, George. Now you've got to let them have that meeting.
Look, Weezy, the answer is no. Case is closed.
Well, I'm not through talking about it.
Well, that's too bad, because I'm through hearing about it. La, 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 la.
George, don't you dare do that to me!
I can't hear you, Weezy, singing.
Oh, I give up.
Listen, Mr. Jefferson, now some of the girls really need you. They ain't lucky enough to work for nice people like Miss Jefferson and you. You chump.
I heard that.
Good.
And you still ain't gonna have your meeting here.
What am I going to do, Miss Jefferson? They're all coming over here tomorrow night.
Then we have to think of a way to get rid of George. Give me that phone.
You calling a hitman?
Hello, Tom? Louise, listen. I've got a big favor to ask of you for tomorrow night. Now,
when is he gonna leave, Miss Jefferson? The girls will be here pretty soon.
George, will you hurry up? Tom's probably downstairs getting a cab right now.
Hold your horses. We just had to get my binoculars.
It sure was nice of Tom to invite you to the big fight tonight.
Yeah, Jack. I can't wait to see my man Sugar Ray Jackson, boy. Reminds me of myself when I was boxing in the Navy.
You mean he gets knocked out all the time?
Should be a great fight, Weezy. Even makes it worth going with Willis.
Yeah, no. Let's
go. Hey, hold. I gotta adjust my binoculars. Almost. Hey! What an unusual place for a birthmark.
Ha! George, Tom did a nice thing for you, and I'm not gonna let you be late.
Hold, Weezy. I can't go to no fight without my lucky boxing hat.
He ain't never gonna leave, Miss Jefferson.
Oh, stop worrying, Florence. They're not going to be here for half an hour. There's still plenty of time.
Oh, no, there ain't.
Oh, hey, Sugar, how you doing?
What are you all doing here? You're early.
We thought we'd have you clean up before the people got here.
But you are the people.
Florence, do something and do it fast.
Are you new here, honey? I haven't seen you in the laundry room.
I live here.
How about that? The Jeffersons got two maids.
Dad Willis, tell him I'm coming.
Oh, my God, quick. Get them all in the powder room.
Move it. Come on, girls.
Y'all won't be late.
Oh, George.
Hey, wait, hold.
Oh, please, you know how lonesome I get without you.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, stay here, George. Hug me, just like this.
I'm not holding you. You're holding me. Now, let's go.
George, is it going to kill you to spend some time with me?
It might. You're breaking my rib.
Those things are all put away in the bathroom now.
Well, what are you waiting for, George? You're going to be late for the fight.
You're going crazy. Look, As soon as the business lightens up, me and you gonna take us a little vacation, okay?
Oh, sure, George. Okay, huh? Have a good time. Oh, that was close.
Okay, the coast is clear.
Well, it's about time. What are we supposed to be standing here?
Hey, we just forgot my...
Oh, George! Hey. Oh, George, was that you out there?
What's the big idea slamming the door in my face?
I didn't do it. It must have been the wind.
Oh, the wind, huh? Well, look here. I forgot my coat. Would you mind passing it to me before another wind comes up?
Oh, George. Here you go.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, y'all can come out now.
Is this some kind of game we're playing?
Oh, if you won't be angry, Florence. I didn't have anything to do in there, so I cleaned the sink.
Well, Billy, I see you finally decided to join.
I still can't make up my mind, Florence, but I want to hear what everyone has to say. Can I stay and listen?
Of course you can.
What about me, Florence?
Sure, come on. Okay, now quiet down. Now, we're not here to goof off. You can do that on your boss's time. Girls, please, come on.
Go ahead, honey.
Okay, now you all know why we're here, to organize our union. Now, starting tonight, we ain't maids. We're household technicians.
What's a household technician?
That's a maid with a union, honey.
I'm all for it. It's about time we were treated like professionals.
Right.
My boss treats me like a piece of furniture. Dresses me to match the tablecloth.
McGuire does the same thing to me.
You work for Mr. McGuire?
Yeah.
He's been having an affair with my boss, Mrs. Albright.
How did you know about that?
Because I'm always finding his underwear in her laundry.
Come on, girls, now stop gossiping. It don't make no difference who sleeps where. You got to make all the beds anyhow.
Florence is right. We're supposed to be airing our grievances.
You got a grievance, Millie?
No, I gotta go to the bathroom.
I got a grievance. I'm tired of being given old clothes like it's some kind of big favor.
Amen to that. Just give me the money, honey, and I can pick out my own clothes.
Man, how about a decent salary? I only get $70 a week plus car fare.
I only get one day off a week, but it's never on a weekend.
Let's face it. We have been getting a raw deal.
We've been right. Used.
We've been exploited.
We've been persecuted.
We've been victimized.
Down with the bosses!
Sit down, honey. You are one of the bosses.
Oh, sorry. I got carried away.
I got another grievance. My boss doesn't trust me. He always marks the outside of the scotch bottle.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's a good thing I drink bourbon.
Fed up, and it's about time we stop belly aching and start taking some action around here.
Yes. Right. What kind of action?
I got it. Every morning, let's burn their toast.
Oh. Oh, that ain't no action.
All right, then let's burn our bra.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. We can't do that. We might burn the building down.
No, no, now, if we're gonna be a union, we got to do this official. Let's draw up a list of demands.
That's a good idea. What about 2 weeks paid vacation like every other worker in the country?
Right on!
Time and a half for overtime.
Right on!
Paid sick days.
Right on!
Y yo quiero más dinero, más vacaciones y más gringos.
Right on!
Doing back.
Sugar Ray lost. One punch and the fight was all over.
Already? You couldn't have gone to a fight that fast.
I didn't. I heard on the radio. We didn't get out of the cab. Guy threw one punch, Sugar Ray threw in the towel. I threw in my tickets. The cab driver threw it in reverse. And all that took 2 minutes and cost me $45.
Oh, that's a shame. Maybe.
Hey! Hey! What are you holding here? A bake-off?
This is a union meeting.
Did you say a union meeting?
That's right. You better clean out the wax, because I don't do ears.
You know how to use a broom?
Of course.
Good, then hop on yours and fly out of here. Now, I told Mr. Whitten there wasn't going to be no union meetings here.
And who's this guy? One of Whittendale's goons?
That's right. I know Mr. Whittendale personally.
Oh, George, you've never met him.
This is my house. I'll get it. Yeah, what do you want?
You must be Jefferson. I've heard a lot about you.
Yeah, well, you must not be nobody, because I heard nothing about you.
I am H.L. Whittendale.
Oh, Mr. Whittendale, of course. Hey, that was just one of my little jokes. Come on in. Ain't nobody more somebody than you.
The doorman was right. What's going on, Jefferson? Miller told me you assured him the maids weren't going to have a union meeting here.
That's what I was just telling them. They were just leaving.
Uh-huh. Well, let me get a good look at them. I want to know who all the rabble-rousers are.
We ain't rabble-rousers. We're just trying to get our fair share.
And who might you be?
I might be Florence.
Oh, yes. The Jefferson maid.
Not maid. Household technician.
Florence, why don't you take the rest of the night off?
Millie, you're here too? Didn't I forbid you to join this union?
Well, I didn't join, Mr. Whittendale. Honest, I'm just visiting friends.
Now listen, Millie, if...
Millie is right. She didn't join.
There you go again. Who asked you?
Well, ain't that a blip?
Mr. Whittendale, are you really being fair? Maybe if you sat down and talked with the ladies...
Why would I ever do that?
That's right, Wheezy. He's a very busy man.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to listen.
Look, you stay out of this. You people never know when to keep your mouths shut.
Now, wait a minute. That's my wife you're talking to. Now, it's bad enough you done fat mouth my maid.
A household technician.
Nobody, and I mean nobody, talks to Louise like that. Especially no stuffed shirt honky like you.
I've had enough of this. Millie, are you coming? Or staying here with your friends?
I have two kids in college.
One more thing, Jefferson. I hope you realize I hold the leases on your apartment and your store.
And I pay the rent. And if Florence and her union want to have their meetings here, they can have it anytime they want. Hey! And when the union gets too big for my apartment, they can have it in the store.
Hey! Are you quite finished?
Not quite. Get out.
What?
You heard me? Let the doorknob hit you where the good Lord split you.
Right on, Mr. Jefferson.
I told off H.L. Whittendale. I must have been crazy. He probably never talked to me again.
He never talked to you before.
Well, he didn't know me before. Now he ain't gonna talk to me on purpose.
That shouldn't upset you, George. Most people don't talk to you on purpose.
Ooh, I just can't get over it, Mr. Jefferson.
Florence.
You sure told Mr. Whittendale where to go.
Florence.
And how to get there.
Florence.
And not to come back.
Florence.
Well, good night, y'all. Oh, let the doorknob hit you.
I know the rest.
Yeah, you a mess.
I got it, Weezy. I'm going to write Whittendale a letter and apologize.
George, you shouldn't have to apologize. You just told him what you thought. At least he knows you're an honest man.
Yeah, I go along with that. Here, take this down. Dear Mr. Whittendale, you may not believe this, but there's this little guy going around impersonating me.
Jefferson's was videotaped in front of a studio audience.